Hey, welcome to the Nick and Sam Show. I'm your host, Sam, with my good fellow...
It's Nick. Not the one that didn't get fired, more precisely.
Yeah, unlike Jonah. Sorry, are we allowed to say his name?
Jonah?
Is that okay?
Is that banned? Is that on the words?
I'm not sure.
The words list?
I'm not so sure.
Is there six words now?
Whatever.
Do you have the blues because of that?
Damn right I got the blues. We are...
All you five people that listen to this show, take a listen.
All right, let's hear us out. This show is sponsored by this new event from our fellow radio show, Damn Right I Got the Blues. It is called Bringing the Blues to RMU.
Was that supposed to rhyme?
I don't know. It didn't rhyme.
I know. I mean, was it supposed to, though?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, did they think it rhymed? Because
maybe.
Blue rhymes with RMU, but they just, like, forgot there was an S.
Bringing the Blues to RMUs. I'm going to make it rhyme for them. This is on the 3rd of November.
That's a good month.
It is a good month. It's a great day. It's a good month.
Wow.
It's this year.
This year, yes. This
sure.
year
it's
is the year.
O'clock.
This is the year.
5 o'clock at Hopwood Hall.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Jonah!
What?
Oh, no.
Hey! No boundaries! I'm back!
I thought you were fired.
No.
I thought after your incident.
I'm not fired.
You're
I'm
not.
Back.
You're
I'm
not.
Locked and loaded and ready to go.
Do you have any grievances?
No, I have no remorse.
No remorse.
I have to say, Just a quick little fourth wall break here. We have great continuity on
we
our
do.
Boundaries.
We do.
Good job, fellas.
Great job.
Well, should we start off with some topics?
I hate John Rowland. All right. I hate John Rowland.
Why did we give both the hosts one mic? That sounds...
That was
not well
was
thought out.
Excited.
It's kind of intimate.
This kind of looks... This is better than Twilight.
Nice. We're back to three mics per person.
Right now.
As for right now.
We should start with O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, getting out of jail.
The juice is out.
The juice is loose. Yeah. So that's good. That's good news. Not really.
I want him to return to the NFL.
He could probably play for a few teams.
I want him to be a sports commentator.
That'd be great. For the Broncos.
Yeah,
because of
then,
the Broncos. He's familiar with Broncos.
I just got it. Because the police chase.
And he killed that woman.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, he should like...
I don't think that's the word to describe it.
He should be like... Well, wait, no. He didn't kill her because he didn't go
he
to jail.
Kill her.
He didn't,
the glove
no,
didn't fit.
No, he's innocent. He's in it. That's obviously our... Our justice
system is great.
It's there are no flaws. He's innocent. Now back to Hugh Hefner as we touched on last week or something.
Yeah, the Hefner
or something.
His ex there was a sex tape that got released right after he died, like a couple weeks after he passed.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Great.
Just
sweet.
What a guy.
But I figured we should discuss whether he was just a flat out misogynist or
a lady killer.
If he revolutionized
the game
in the 60s with, I mean, like if he were responsible for the sexual revolution in the 60s, I think he was just like at most a sex addict. Cause like it's not. I mean, he did experiment with bisexuality. He came out and said that. That's a thing. So I don't know. I don't think he's a misogynist. I think he's just like, I'm going to exploit sex and make money out of it.
And it worked.
And
well,
it totally
look what
worked.
He started.
He had a kingdom.
30-year-old wife until the day he died. He was 91.
That's true.
That's true love. Don't tell me a 67-year age difference isn't true love.
It could be.
What else we got? Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Ooh, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Trump chucking the towels.
Big water. Ocean
Kobe.
Water.
Big Water.
Yeah, quote of the week was, "This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water. But it was much slower than that.
It's by water.
Water.
Big ocean water.
Water.
No, but like, dude, Puerto Rico needs to suck it up. They blew the budget way out of proportion. Okay, like, they totally messed up the budget. Come on, guys. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's
no,
their fault
just
they
kidding.
Were there when the hurricane came by.
JK,
yeah,
donate to the Red Cross. Those guys are
effed. Yeah, we should probably donate.
Definitely.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, and we encourage our listeners to donate.
They need a huge amount of supplies.
They need a huge amount of paper towels. What was he thinking? Was he like...
With what?
With the paper towels.
There's
was
a
he
lot
like,
of things.
Luckily, Puerto Rico got hit with a lot of water. Oh. Thank God I have these paper towels that I can throw at people.
Well, they should have used sham wows because those absorb more water.
Yeah, but then
just
you gotta wring them
out there.
And usually you're on the mainland. If you wring them out, you're just putting the water right back where it was. Just moved it to another place.
They have sinks. They can put it down the drain.
I don't think so.
You're probably right.
Maybe we should just have them, like, not be the U.S. anymore. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah.
That
And let's give everybody a gun.
That seems a little not right.
I'd say give everyone a gun.
Give everybody a gun and...
even babies.
So they can
be allowed to carry.
Babies should be... You're right.
They should. They need
you're
to defend
so
themselves.
Right.
How many people have killed babies? Babies need to defend themselves.
Babies do need to defend themselves. That's so true.
That's... I don't know.
Nice little 45.
A you're Glock.
Right. Little baby Glock.
Little baby Glock.
That's a smaller version.
The BG.
It'd be called Little Baby Glock.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sam Kerr,
CEO
of
Little Baby
Glock Co. Little
Baby Glock. Little Baby Glock.
BG.
BG. For sure. Glock.
Well, Jonah, now that you're here, I figured we could start that the Nick Speed Dating Show.
Nick Speed Dating Segment.
Yeah, wait. What? Do we have a special title for that, or is just are we just going to use it?
Speed Dating with Nick Hedrick? Was that? Or do you want to create a title? I don't know. It's up to you, man.
Let's just call it Speed Dating Show. Fun time. Awesome. Great. great. Good. Good
Super
job.
Sweet.
Good job.
Good, awesome.
Good job.
It's a fun time show. Speed dating with Nick.
Tell me if you can hear our theme music through the headphones, just to make sure it works.
Oh, of course I can.
And that's the start of the show.
Let's reintroduce ourselves.
I should probably turn off the music or make it lower so they can hear us.
No, they can hear us. Keep it on. Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
start it over. Let's go. Yeah.
This is Speed Dating with Nick Hedrick.
Yeah, with your hosts,
Jonah Hoy.
And I'm Carson Daly. Time to get this show on the road here.
We have your sexy, ginger-haired male friend, Nick Hedrick, right up here trying to win a date.
Oh, I think he's going to win.
Oh, I think he's going to
get it.
He's
a handsome fella for sure.
For our guests who are going to be winning this magical date is going to be...
The one and only Michael Shuley.
Emma Puchek.
You know,
Megan Chandel.
By the way, let me get things clear. My relationship with Nick is just mostly to spice things up in my own personal relationship, so let's get that out of the way, okay? Let's continue.
Like dudes?
I was told there were going to be three women.
We couldn't get three women who would agree to date you, so we had to find a guy.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not trying to date you or anything. I'm just looking for companionship.
Oh,
okay.
Like a dog and an owner.
All right.
That kind of... No? Okay.
Sam, do you want to take it from here, the first
yeah.
compatibility test?
I would love that. By the way, it's Carson. I think you have me confused for someone else. So, round one, we have a compatibility test. So, Nick, I'm going to ask you...
Yes.
I'm going to give you an image to put in your head.
Yeah, ma'am.
And one
yeah,
of
ma'am.
These lovely possible potential dates of yours...
Mike.
Yeah.
Companion.
So.
Companion.
Absolutely.
Companion, your potential companion, Mike.
Okay. Well, there's only two real options here. Let's just get that
okay.
out of the way.
So.
We'll see what happens.
So,
fair enough.
What do you think about when you see the painting of Aphrodite?
I think it's one of the most wonderful pieces of artwork ever created.
And Nick?
Boobs.
Okay, great. That's terrific. Now, now on to our next contestant. Can I call this one a date? Oh, potential date? Okay.
Date potential. All right. The next topic is, what's the most important thing in a relationship to you?
Definitely trust. You need to be able to trust your partner.
I like it.
Boobs.
Great answer. All over the board.
Boobs again. All right. So that's two for boobs. Now we're on Megan. So let's see here. Megan and Nick, you guys are staring at a political poster of Hillary Clinton. What do you think? What do you think when you see this? It's an empowering campaign ad for Hillary. Now, Megan, what do you see?
I mean, I agree with you. I think it's pretty empowering.
Okay, great. It's very feminist. It's good.
Yeah, she's a woman. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. Awesome.
Nick, how about you?
Smaller boobs.
Okay.
Can I chime in on that?
Sure. Absolutely.
I was going to say an old hag in a pantsuit.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, snap.
All right. Taking a left turn there. All right. Topic number four. The beautiful thing that Congress did not too long ago, legalizing gay marriage.
I think it's a wonderful thing. You could love whoever you want to love.
That was pretty gay.
Oh, that's Nick. What a guy. Okay. Topic number five. A song line that relates to you the most.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's a really empowering line that gets me through a lot of hard times.
I agree with that, but I think I have one that's a little bit better. She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty.
What about there ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind?
What about wait till your turn?
Excuse me, young man, but you're the one looking for more companionship than I am.
I don't know about that, Mike. I don't know about that, contestant number
The
one.
Truth hurts, man.
Sorry.
Okay, now it's time for topic number six. We're back to you, Mike. Now you can chime
Isn't
in.
Isn't it
What
Megan's
about
turn?
Her? It's her
oh,
turn.
Is it Megan's turn?
Absolutely.
My bizzle
hey,
for
I'm
shizzle.
Open. I want a chance.
Okay, for sure.
That's all I'm here for, too, man.
So,
chance.
So, guys, if you could be any animal, which one would you be and why?
Oh, a puppy, straight up. They're so cute and soft, and I just want to hold them. They're adorable. I love them.
Okay, so that makes you want to be a puppy.
Yeah, I want to be a puppy.
Okay, just that's a little. Okay, Nick, how about you?
You, like, have this cliche white girl look about you, and that was a cliche white girl answer. So, like, thanks for answering. You know, you're just really, there's no mystery there. You might be below the guy. You might be below him. But I'd have to go with the horse because I'm very insecure about myself.
Okay. Now it's time for round three.
Round three, where they each contestant gives, including Nick, gives their ideal date. Ideal date they'd like to go on with Nick. Or Nick with himself. Or with any of them.
Mike, wow. Should I say mine first?
No, I think
no?
Mike should go.
Okay.
Are you sure? I mean, he could always go first.
No,
I mean,
no,
it's not
no,
like
Mike.
He's going to land a date out of this deal anyways.
Or a good general. All right,
so my ideal evening, maybe dim the lights, some candles, and good old-fashioned cuckolding.
Oh!
Can you elaborate on the old-fashioned part of that?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
My ideal date is probably shopping. Just minimum budget of like, you know, $100. Just take me shopping anywhere.
That's also really cliche, white girly. Maybe you're the one that's more cliche. I don't know. What do you have to say, blue shirt?
Well, ideal date.
You know, there's this line in this Adam Sandler movie where he goes, today, Junior, I'd like you to give me an answer, please. Thank you.
Do you ever want to find true love?
Wait your turn, for Christ's sake.
No, I don't know if you want to be talking down. You're the one that's looking for a date, bud.
Well, you're single, too. That's why you're here. So maybe you should shut your mouth.
Holy hell. Jesus. I thought this was supposed to be a cute family fun game show. Oh, my God. Just get on with your date.
Ideal date. I don't know. Probably stay in. Get some
You talking
food
Netflix
somewhere.
And chill?
Not quite that far. Not with you, anyway.
It's a radio show. They can't see you storm off.
I didn't storm off. I rolled.
Into a wall.
You know what?
We need to
I'm going
to
build a wall between us.
For those of you at home, just an FYI, we are all sitting on chairs that have wheels in the bottom of them. So when Nick said, I rolled, he means he scooted his chair backwards into the wall.
Can I ask a question?
No, it's not your turn.
No, this is an honest question. Is you running into a wall and never getting anywhere an analogy for the rest of your life?
Damn.
Mike?
No
Wait
comment.
Your goddamn turn.
Wow.
All right. It's time.
Am I going to tell my date or are we just going to skip that part?
I forgot about you.
Okay.
Jesus.
Go ahead and tell it.
Okay. Everyone close your eyes. Close your eyes.
The listeners at home, please.
Please go along with it. Close your eyes. It's a fall morning. No, evening. The wind's blowing gently, and you and me are walking alongside the beach, holding hands, looking at the waves. That's pretty hot.
You said fall, so wouldn't it be cold at the beach? It kind of defeats
the
purpose.
You know, your heart's evidently pretty cold.
You didn't answer my question.
You know, if our president can do that, then I think I can do that.
He's pivoting. Megan going for the kill. He's pivoting. Well, I guess it's time for...
awkward.
Yeah, big time.
Now it's time for the greatest round. Round three.
We just did round three.
This
is round three.
This is properly
question and answer. Save the best for last.
It doesn't matter. This is probably the last show anyways. All right, let's keep it going.
All right, you're up number one.
Okay, question number one. This is the question and answer segment. So,
Mike.
It's going to go to Mike first.
Am I allowed to speak now?
No. Well, a minute.
After I'm talking.
Sorry.
Numpty. But we...
Sorry.
It's okay. But for this round, our contestants will be answering a series of questions. As will, and Nick will be, whatever, I don't know. I don't know what this is. You're just going to answer these terrible questions. And
can I defend myself if it's something I wouldn't do?
Nope. Shut
We've
up.
We've done surveys.
Shut up.
It's not your turn to use the microphone.
You know what, Mike? You're right. Nick, shut up.
These questions were done on surveys of multiple people who know Nick closely, and we generated these from his close friends. These relate.
Wait, he has friends?
Yes, he does, Mike. Mike, please. I thought you were looking for a companion. You're really not.
I'm sorry.
I'm
very excited, anxious. I'm ready to get a new companion, and
okay.
I'm just ready to get this awkward.
Okay, we'll channel that.
All right.
Channel that
okay.
Energy into all
right. All right. Start reading the questions, because to me it sounds like you can't read.
So, question number one.
To today, Junior.
Don't use my line, Mike.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a scenario here. You and Nick are at an art gallery staring deep into one of Van Gogh's self-portraits, specifically the one where he's missing an ear. You see Nick deep in thought. You look back at the painting. Then you think to yourself quietly. You turn back to Nick. You look down to find that Nick is masturbating. How do you react?
Wow, that's a heavy-hitting question.
We don't write them.
So I'm assuming that he has a rap sheet that contains masturbating in public? Do you want to answer that question?
I do not.
Okay, but here's my thing. There's no smoke without fire, so someone just randomly made this up? That doesn't sound likely. As to my answer to your question, Carson or Sam, whatever you go by. Carson. Okay, Carson. I think I call security on him and leave. What kind of
security on him and leave?
Yeah.
That's no way to treat your companion.
That's pretty lame.
What kind of sicko just in the middle of the art gallery? I mean, unless that's his own definition of art. Because as Professor Tariq said, what is art? But that's not art in my book. That is call the security and get this sicko tossed into a funny farm somewhere.
The art left an impression on me. I wanted to leave an impression on the art.
Well said. I got to say I'm with Nick on this one. Sorry, Mike. I agree with Nick all the way. You do you. You be.
Oh, I will. Did you read the last question?
Oh, you ribber. Okay. Girl number two. I forget your name. Picture this. You're making out with Nick. He calls out his dog's name. What do you do?
I don't know what to do with that. I'd probably steal the dog and take it somewhere better because no dog deserves that.
I don't have a dog.
Nothing deserves that.
I don't have a dog, so that question's inaccurate.
Oh, I'm sorry. The computer said that you had a dog. Maybe... Were you referring to something else as your dog?
Probably not.
A sibling?
I don't have a sibling. I'm an only child.
Your parents?
All right. Well, Mike, for crying out loud, would you like to chime in?
Does your liver have a name?
Hey, now. Hey, now. Don't go there, sister.
Just curious.
Now,
this is a PG show, or else I'd answer that question in great detail.
Ooh. Ooh, this is not a PG show.
Did you listen to the last question?
Girl number three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. So, Nick, well, this guy. You come home early from work. You and Nick are living together. You hear some loud chanting going on in the backyard, and you walk over to investigate. You soon find a KKK rally going on in your backyard. You can't find Nick anywhere, but then you look up on the podium and find out that your beloved Nick is that the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. How do you react?
Okay. I don't think we'd ever live together to begin with. So if I'm going to his house, I probably was dating him and I found out I didn't want to date him, so I'm picking up my things. I'd probably call the cops. And I'd leave and never speak to him again. Delete his number, block his number.
Which I don't have.
I'd probably move across the country. Yeah, erase all memory. That's not okay.
Now, let me follow that up with another scenario. What if Nick turned out to be an undercover FBI agent that was infiltrating the KKK in hopes to destroy them, and as soon as you left with all of your stuff, you see on the news that American hero Nicholas Edward, correct?
Yes.
Nicholas Edward Hedrick, FBI agent.
Hi, Mom.
Killed all members of the Ku Klux Klan at that rally in one swift blow with his broadsword. Now, how would you react then?
Is that
would you come back into his arms with American flags tattooed on both?
His biceps.
I'd probably say good job, pat him on the back. I still don't want to date anyone that's masturbating to a Van Gogh painting in public. So just going back to that question
Damn!
The lesser of two evils.
I mean, you're not wrong there. You're right there.
At least he's,
I guess his heart's in the
like
right place.
Himself.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with Nick on this one. What,
right.
Mike? What do you want?
Can I call BS on the entire KKK story. There's no way they'd allow a ginger into the Ku Klux Klan.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm calling BS on
I
that.
I feel like he's the whitest of the white,
say,
so
pretty white,
he'd
Mike.
Be the leader.
Yeah, but he's also a ginger.
I don't.
That's a
when
big
they're wearing
drawback.
The hood, they don't see
Do
that.
Do you really think the Ku Klux Klan discriminates on color?
That doesn't sound like them at all,
hold
actually.
Up,
is it time
up.
For me to leave this show yet?
Who do you think they are?
Exactly. Exactly.
Can we be talking
You don't know what kind
this?
Of person is under that sheet. They're a person.
All right. Let's go to the next question there. Nick has recently started taking up vaping and wearing snapbacks, saying things like bruh, suh, dude, and sauce. You come home to find him in bed with your mom. What do?
Is this for me? Well, I'm going to go on a limb and say, first off, do not vape in the dorms, especially Marshall dorm. There might have been an incident involving such things.
As in Ross?
Yeah, but particularly dorm room Marshall 2K, which there was an accident of a vape going off underneath the fire alarm. So don't even bring them in the dorms. They're a prohibited item. With that being said, if I walk in on this creep with my mother, I think I have to kill myself. Plain and simple.
You know, I think you made the right decision.
Absolutely.
You know what I think is the wrong decision? Having Mike on the show.
We wouldn't be able to interrupt anybody anymore. I mean,
well,
maybe it's a flash drive.
It's a flash drive. You're right.
Glasses.
Okay. Well, oh God. Okay. Hold on a second.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I hit my vape. Okay. Girl number two, are you ready?
Yeah, hit me up.
For our next scenario, you haven't looked at your phone in roughly 15 minutes and come back to find that he's called you 15 times with 55 text messages. What do you do?
Well, seeing as I don't think this is going to go anywhere, sorry, Nick, I'd probably throw the phone away, change my carrier, change my number, change the country in which I live in, change the language I speak. And call it a day.
You don't have to do any of that because no chance on God's green earth would I call you 15 times, okay?
Would you have any thoughts of suicide previous, such as Mike?
No, but I'm a bit more stable than him, so.
Why wouldn't you just, I mean, like, I feel like it's kind of a no-brainer here, but why wouldn't you just kill Nick? Just kill him.
Well, he's an FBI
I'm already
agent.
On parole.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Nick, do you have any input for that?
No, I said what I needed to state.
All right.
Well, Mike
question.
Didn't have something to say.
That's a first.
That's a first.
All right, question. The last question for Megan. You and Nick are trying to spice up your love life, and he suggests you role play as the brother and sister Alex and Max Russo of Wizards of Waverly Place, and he wants to be Alex. How do you react?
Well, she already said we wouldn't live together. So.
Yeah, that's yeah. Let me state that.
You're not living together. You're just spicing up your love life.
There's no love life between us, Jonah.
This scenario
sorry.
Is happening in the Tipton Hotel, I might add.
From the Suite Life. Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a crossover episode.
Okay.
And you're playing Max. And he's playing Alex.
Huh.
And it's a doozy. This,
well,
it's a horribly written episode.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this one.
Okay, I'd say no. There may or may not be a slap in there. Can't decide that. That's a game time decision. I just
game
leave.
Time. Are you referring game to time. As the actual act of you two acting out the roles of Max and Alex Russo?
No. No.
I'd like to see that happen. I feel like that.
You're sick if you want to see that happen.
Is this before or after the Netflix and chilling that you referenced earlier?
Okay, I want to point out that was not Netflix and chill. Not with you.
You should probably talk into your mic.
I kind of am, right?
I guess.
I have a question. What if the scenario instead of Alex and Max was with Teresa and Jerry Russo?
No.
Not even if Nick is Teresa?
No.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Not even if Nick is Channing Tatum. What about,
excuse me?
Mr. Lanity.
I don't know who that is.
He's the fat uncle.
That's even worse.
Yeah, I'm not fat. Thank you.
Not yet.
You still got to get that freshman 15. You're getting there.
We're not getting there.
No. He meant to say Mr. Larry Tate, who is the principal, I believe.
No.
No.
Not role-playing with him.
No, but you'd be the principal. I don't see how this
no.
is.
I don't get what your deal. Why wouldn't you role-play?
Are you trying to impress somebody?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you role-play with him?
Not with him, per se, but someone... I have no room
you guys
to
suck.
What's going on in your mind over there, Jonah?
I have no room to judge.
You guys suck. Just date Nick, okay? God.
He's Do you want to date Nick? I think you should date Nick.
I don't want... No.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want
I'd
to.
He myself.
Treats me like... He treats me horribly.
What does he do to
Ever
you?
Ever since Jonah left the show, because he said the F word, I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm
Sam,
sorry.
You're my best
we're,
friend.
We're
we went... We, my condolences. We went to a, mu- to an art gallery, and we were looking at a Monet, and he was masturbating.
No. He does it with every artist?
No.
Just Monet and Van Gogh?
And O'Keefe, but just those three. Strictly those three. I don't get the O'Keefe ones.
It's never happened.
Either.
They're just flowers.
This has never happened.
They're just flowers.
Nick, you're not getting anywhere with this.
Okay.
You're not getting anywhere with me.
I don't want to.
I don't think anybody wants that.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I think...
Wait, they never gave their final answers. They kind of did, but you didn't ask.
Okay,
we didn't ask.
How about that?
We gotta go around to Mike.
Okay.
Mike, what would be your final answer?
No.
Pass. Hard pass. Not at all.
I'll date you.
Well, hey, no. I have some things left I would like to say. I have some things I'd like to say.
All right. I guess the show isn't over.
None of those things are true. In the last round, none of that happened.
We
didn't write those things.
Sure you didn't.
Generated by a computer.
Jonah, sure you didn't.
It was a no before I walked in the room.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I saw you too. Mike? Companionship?
Wow.
Weirdo?
Look at you. You're trying to find love on a radio show.
Who said anything about love?
Then what's he here for, Jonah?
Trying to get some.
This is like Tinder, sort of, Mike. Just think of it like Tinder.
Well, I'm swiping left.
Ouch. Well, you know what?
Nick, do you have anything to add to the swiping left?
I really don't. I'd swipe left on Mike, but that's a bad comeback, so.
Well, let's end this giant
train wreck
of a segment with some theme music. I'm Carson Daly.
I'm Jonah Hoy, and this has been Speed Dating with Nick Hedrick. See you next time with
whatever. Who cares? Let's just all right. Whatever. Back to No Boundaries. Yeah, we're.
That was a train wreck.
We're good. We're good. Well, I guess Nick will have to remain the married man that he is.
That's not accurate.
Well, did she die?
She was killed in Puerto Rico.
Shh. Darn it. I forgot.
You can't. Can't say that.
Say what?
What?
The swear word I just said or the.
Anything. Nothing on this show we can say.
Okay.
Nothing that's
I
been said on this episode.
I didn't actually finish. I just said shit, darn it. So I didn't actually say it. I think we're good. Okay. Well.
Signing off.
Nick, would you like to do the honors?
I have nothing left to say. This was a sham.
A sham.
This whole thing was a train wreck.
Ooh.
Bit emotional right now.
Okay. All right. Well.
You should get some therapy.
I think you need therapy.
That's no doubt.
Do you listen to your comments?
Hands down, yes.
Blue shirt needs therapy because she is not attracted to me, okay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say attractive. I was like, oh.
Okay, she needs a lot of therapy, maybe some glasses. That
why
is a man.
Why is she need glasses?
Who was seeking companionship. I don't even know what that means.
I'm just go ahead, Jonah. You're the host of the show.
Are you not familiar with the cuckolding relationship? It is where one
old
man
fashioned.
Is married to someone. Old-fashioned cuckolding.
There you go.
As I'm
you
told.
Know,
it is where a man is married to a woman, and the
I'm aware of what it is.
You're aware? Okay, I'm just letting you
I'm just looking for a guy I could go out, play 18 with, and then come back and watch him do his thing.
To your wife. To his wife.
It's
clarifying.
Yes.
It's a no for me, dog.
It's a no for you, dog?
I mean, I could say I'm upset, but I'm not really. You're not the kind of companion I'm looking for, actually, with your Cleveland Indians shirt. Get out of here.
Nick, do you have anything to fire back?
No.
You're done?
I'm retiring.
I guess that's it.
Washed up at 18.
Bye.
Well, there's been no boundaries.
Don't tune in. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Excuse me?
I'm still talking to the microphone. Really?